Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSafety.com.
RadioSafety.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 572. My name's Will Kuntz. This here is Anna Hummel.
We got matching headbands this week.
I like it. Yeah, it looks good.
Thank you.
I like your palatial estate. You're back at home. I'm back at my home, not in the Oval Office this week. I messed up. I met right after we concluded recording last week. You go, I think you're gone next week. And I said, no. And I looked at the calendar and you were right. I'm not here.
Mm-hmm.
The Wednesday live stream.
Yeah.
So sorry about that. So this is a pre-recorded evergreen kind of episode where we get to talk about, I like to, you know, start with something local, some sort of Florida, preferably even Tampa Bay based, but you know, we're these opportunities where we have to, you know, pre-record give us an opportunity to talk about other things, which I kind of like. First though, before I forget, I do want to welcome a new Substacker, a paid Substacker, Chuck. I don't know, it's just your
Seckle?
Email there. Huh?
Is it Seckle?
It's just an email. It's just, I don't want to read his email, but
I feel like it might be like Chuck and Leslie. Chuck and Leslie, they're giant supporters of me and by proxy you.
That makes sense because it looks like there might be a less in there too. So welcome, Chuck and Leslie. Thank you guys for
a lovely couple from Pittsburgh.
Oh, terrific. Aaron Rodgers. They must be excited. They got Aaron Rodgers as their new quarterback.
Is he? He still plays football, or
he does now. He was going to retire, but he just signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Great. I don't know. Is he well received as a play? Like, I know he's good, but he comes with a lot of baggage. I feel like a lot of people. Yeah. Coaches and teams like just don't want to deal with his ayahuasca riddled brain and his quest for knowledge. Like, they're like, you need to throw balls and shut up. I feel like that's the attitude to a lot of football players.
Yeah. I think, you know, he had a great career up to his time when he left the Green Bay Packers and then he signed with the New York Jets to continue on. Now, he's not the only kind of legendary quarterback to do this. Obviously, we have one in our own backyard, or at least did, Tom Brady, coming from the New England Patriots to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and won a Super Bowl down here. Aaron Rodgers' time in New York didn't go very well at all. In fact, I think his first play or first game, at least, he ruptured his Achilles tendon.
I remember.
Out, I think, the whole season. I'm pretty sure he came back very late in the season. I think he was out the whole season. Then came back for year two. Just the team stunk. It was just a bad team.
He played the whole year, though?
I think he did, yeah. And I think his numbers weren't terrible, but he's obviously older now. And as you age...
He's our age.
I think he's younger than me, to be quite honest. But, the average lifespan of a football player, I think, is a season and a half. Last time we did the math,
mm-hmm.
as far as getting, you know, drafted, you have to make a team and then continue on. So by the time you start your career, it's not typically doesn't last very long. And he's definitely past his prime, but he's still Aaron Rodgers. He's in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, they make the playoffs every year, it seems like. They win 10 games every year, no matter who's at quarterback. So I think
rapist or not.
No, he's right. Yeah, the other guy.
Roethlisberger.
Big Ben. Yeah.
Right?
allegedly accused, never convicted.
Accused, right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think it's a good spot for him, and I think Chuck and Leslie might be happy.
With great.
Potentially. I don't know. I mean, or he might obviously bomb, which is totally possible.
I feel like that's likely.
I'm
considering his advanced age.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Brady was old as hell.
I understand, but Tom Brady seems to be a bit of a unicorn.
Unicorn, or sweet.
I don't know. I feel like Aaron Rodgers, although, and again, obviously, I don't know sports. I know he's had an amazing career. I feel like he's immortal.
Yeah, he's
immortal like us. Whereas, like Tom Brady is beyond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it seems.
But. Yeah, he's doing something. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's genetics, because his genetics, if you ever saw him when he came into the league, he was a little doughboy. And, you know, I mean, he was good and everything, but not like he is now, where he's doing like that weird, what's that billionaire that does the injects his son's blood and stuff like that. He's doing that. Except he's making out.
Oh, that something Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, his name is the guy who's like he's like a ginger with like translucent skin.
Yeah, we talked about
Brian
him.
Brian Johnson. That's Brian his name. Johnson.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, but he's doing something like that. But Tom could probably still play. I think Aaron can still play. I think Pittsburgh is a good place for him to land and end his career. So I wish him the best. He's in the AFC, so I don't think the Buccaneers will see him. So I like Aaron Rodgers. I know a lot of people don't. I mean, you're right, though. There is something to be said for, I think he kind of got a lot of flack during the COVID times because he was not wanting to take the shot.
Well, I don't think he lied, but people thought that he had implied that he said he was immunized, which, whatever.
Meaning he had the disease. And then had
well, he had protection. Like he didn't say like I had the vaccine, but when he said I've been immunized, people were like, "Oh, you got the jab," and then it turns out he didn't. Which obviously I don't care, but people felt.
You're right. Kind of went about it. He kind of went about it in an annoying way, where he could have just been like, "I didn't take it because I've had the disease." And my doctor recommended that I don't need it. He still would have caught a bunch of flack, but he kind of, you're right. He kind of did it in a backhanded way a little bit.
I think he should have either just, you know what? It would have been good if he just said that and then no one found out. But unfortunately they did.
It was tough though, because they were really prying and wanting to know if he got it. And he said no, but he also kind of lied by omission a little bit by saying that he was immunized, right? Is that the verbiage?
Yeah, I believe that's what he said. He's like, I've been immunized. And then everyone was like, oh, okay. So he had the vaccine. And then it was like a few weeks later, maybe months. Like it wasn't right after where they're like, wait a second. He hasn't gotten the vaccine. I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why it's not like the fans were interacting with the players or anything. I guess it was like, oh, you're, you know, everybody else's family, you're putting all the other players at risk because you didn't get the vaccine, which didn't work and caused women to die. So shame on you. You know?
Well, that was media, you know, doing that. It wasn't the fans necessarily, but you know, a lot of people, depending on which party you vote for, you might be upset with Aaron Rodgers and not particularly care for Aaron Rodgers, or you might like Aaron Rodgers an awful lot for taking a stand. And maybe if you don't like football, maybe you root for Aaron Rodgers a little bit harder.
Yeah.
This year. But anyway, Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers. And thank you for joining the Substack. You can do the same. It's free. HMBradio.substack.com. We do usually do an extra, sometimes it's an extra hour after the 30 minutes.
And you do
full episode, uncensored, audio only the day we do it. HMBradio.substack.com. It's $5 a month, or you can do 50 for a year. That's as cheap as I can make it. So we appreciate people that do that. And super chats, obviously, I don't think you can do that because this isn't a live stream, but usually we do super chats. And you can donate Will Koontz on Venmo, and I split those with Anna. So thank you. LA, I know you're a California person.
I am.
San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
By the way of South Africa, right? I always get that wrong.
You're right. I'm not South African. I can't claim that, but my dad is.
Yeah. But you were born in South Africa.
I was born in Israel.
You were born in Israel.
Wow. How long have we known each other?
A long time. Yeah. And I always say, no, it's not Israel, it's South Africa. And then I say,
yeah. You just desperately want me to be African, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I want you to be what you are, but right. It's my dumb brain.
That's okay. But you memorized that I'm foreign.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so right. You get credit there.
But you are lived in California for a long time. Your dad still lives in California, right?
Correct. Phil Hummel turned 70 yesterday.
I know. I sent him a happy birthday message.
Oh, thank you for doing that. If we can just sidebar for a second, it was very emotional for me yesterday. Yeah. I cried a few times yesterday.
Why?
Because I just feel like 70 isn't young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm very, very close with my dad. And the thought of, you know, he's got like 15 summers. Like, you know what I mean? It's just not a lot of time. And that made me really sad.
Well, your dad is in good shape.
Oh, he's in phenomenal shape, great health. Like, it's not like he's ailing or anything like that. He's doing phenomenal. It's just, I was just like, wow. I remember when my dad turned 40.
Yeah.
And now he's 70, which scared me because I'm like, I'm going to be 40 soon. Mm-hmm. And then you blink and you're 70. So a little bit of that, too.
Yeah. You know, not to outshine, but I hope my dad doesn't mind that I talk about this. But I came back from the airport. My dad picked me up. My dad is 67. I think so. He's approaching his 70th here pretty soon in the next few years. And he told me that his doctor is sending him to a urologist because his PSA levels are high, indicating potential cancer, prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And his response, I was like, well, you know, I'm trying to calm him down or not calm him down, but just being like, you know, there's treatments for that. If you catch it early, it's pretty treatable and preventable. And worst comes to worst, they just pop that sucker out. And, you know, you're good to go after that. And he goes, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not wearing a bag. I don't want to wear a bag of pee around my body. And I was like, well, you know, the alternative, of course, if this is your path is, you know, you're not going to be around anymore. And he goes, I know. I was like, okay. It's not really what I was looking for, you know, what I expected you to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a little concerning. So I don't know. I think that if it is something, I think the doctors will talk him into it, hopefully.
I will not call him my stepfather, but my mom's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Had that exact situation just about this time last year where the PSA levels were elevated, went in, it was prostate cancer. I feel like like you said, there's some reason why you can't remove it if it's like close to something or if it's metastasis. I don't know. Or maybe it was also early. So what they did is they gave him a few rounds of radiation.
Yeah.
And then, which he said was like not pleasant, but what they put him on were hormone blockers. And apparently that sends you straight into menopause.
Uh-huh.
Because it's much like a woman goes through menopause and it just zaps all her hormones. It's the same thing, but for men. And they get like hot flashes and really moody. And they just like have no testosterone. So as you can imagine, your energy levels aren't very high. You're just like super tired. So that's also an option, but better than a pee bag and better than death, I guess. Yeah,
I would think he was very like not morbid, like pretty accepting. but also like you shouldn't be accepting because this isn't like a terminal illness yet. He's just like, you know, I've lived a good life and I've done pretty much all the things that I've wanted to do. I'm just like, shut up. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
It must be just a cope, I think, because it sucks and it's scary. But, you know, stop being such a wuss. Just do what you got to do.
I mean, he gets probably this exam once a year, I imagine.
Yeah, probably maybe even more. I don't know.
So, I mean,
I don't know. Do they even do the finger anymore? The prostate check with the finger?
I think that they can detect PSA through blood and urine.
Yeah, I think so.
Even urine. But yeah, I know that my mom's husband had a blood test, and that's what revealed the elevated PSA levels. So. Yeah. I understand what he's doing. He's just kind of like preparing himself for the worst. But if he gets the test done regularly, like prostate cancer, like treated early is, you know, you're all right. Because usually, you get most of the time because you get tested so often. It's when you don't get tested and you leave things like, I don't know, our former president, that things go south. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he shakes it off and mans up and does what he needs to do.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like bugging him about it and reminding him of it. But I'm like, did you make an appointment at the doctor? He said, no, not yet. Like, okay, well, time's of the essence here. I mean,
right.
Like this. So I don't know. It's stressing me out too. But yeah, I mean, I know how I can relate essentially is what this story means. Cause you know, our parents are getting older. It's kind of weird to think about that, you know, we're kind of the next up and the next generation up after them. We're going to be.
Yeah. Them. I mean, you got the Xers, but we are a product of the boomers, not the Xers. So
yeah. Pretty wild. Anyway, so you're from California. Does Phil want to leave California with all the crap?
No. My dad would either go from one war zone to another war zone. He only wants to live in California or Israel, and that is it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Where is he politically?
To the right.
Okay.
He always has been, oddly enough, even in like the 90s. I remember when he came to the States, he didn't know anything about, you know, American politics. And he asked my mom, Ellen, what should I register as when he got a citizenship? And she's like, oh, you're Jewish, you're Democrat. And so my dad's like, okay, so he registered as a Democrat. And then he started to learn about the politics and he was like, what the hell? I'm not a Democrat. Gross. So my dad was kind of like an OG, like conservative from the get. And it's funny because like my dad for sure has become more progressive over the years. But because everything is shifting to the left, he's kind of ended up in the same spot, if that even makes sense.
Yeah, I know what
you mean. He's certainly more left than he used to be. Like my dad used to be like against gay marriage, you know, like just that. Now my dad doesn't care about any of that stuff, but he's essentially in the same spot that he started, even though he's moved to the left, if that makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Overton windows kind of shifted quite a bit.
Yes. Correct. Yep.
Well, LA is, you know, just from what I've been seeing on Twitter, is a complete disaster, war zone, riot central. This has to do with controversial ICE raids throughout Los Angeles County. People are mad about it, so they're just going to burn everything to the ground. And the National Guard deployed for the first time in the United States since the LA riots back in 92, I think. Also, the first time that the governor didn't want them there. The last time the LA riots happened in the 90s, the governor was like, yeah, please bring the National Guard in. This is crazy. Governor Newsom down there says, no, everything's cool. Mostly peace protests. Everything's fine. And is very upset that the president sent in to the National Guard into LA.
And the Marines, I thought, were deployed.
I'm sorry?
And I think like 700 Marines.
I didn't hear that yet, but I heard that.
I may have made that up. I thought I read that, but maybe I've been consuming so much news like of the hour that.
Maybe you're ahead. I did see that the Secretary of Defense said that it's on the table for active duty troops to.
To go to the scene.
Yeah.
I've been oscillating between Gaza, LA, and how to hard boil your eggs in an air fryer. That's been consuming my day. Huh?
Have you done that, the air fryer?
No, I didn't know you could. And then I saw something online that's like, you don't have to use water to make hard boiled eggs. And I said, what?
Yeah.
Click. And you can just make them in the air fryer. And I said, oh my word. So it was between like looking up stats about, you know, people dying in Gaza and how many minutes I need to put my eggs in the air fryer to get the yolk medium soft. So that's been my day.
Yeah, just an offshoot. I've been wanting to do that air fryer eggs for a while, and I just haven't had the nerve to do it yet. But maybe tomorrow will be the day.
Yeah. And then you can make like 12 of them at a time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't suggest doing that at first because you may not get it right the first time, you know? So
yeah. Making scrambled eggs in the microwave is awesome.
What? It's not
making scrambled eggs in the microwave.
Do you put it in like a mug or something?
Yeah, put it in a mug. I put a wet paper towel over it.
Kind of keep moist. Aren't they all rubbery and nasty?
Not really. If you put the paper towel with the water, kind of steams it a little bit and keeps them moist. But you can't overcook them because, then they will get kind of rubbery. But I like them. And they're so convenient. I love it.
You don't have like 4 minutes to cook them on like on a pan or?
Well, I don't want to dirty a pan and then have to wash the pan. And
I get it. Pain. Fair enough. All right.
I don't know.
I accept.
But Newsom, of course, is blaming this on the president. He says this is what he wanted. He flamed the fires and illegally acted to federalize the National Guard. He said that the order he signed doesn't just apply to California. It would allow him to go any state and do the same thing. So he's going to sue the federal government for placing the National Guard troops in LA
to help him to like save lives. He's like, well, shame on you.
What he's saying is this is mostly peaceful. These are people just showing their displeasure with
burning cars and people. Like,
no, they're not
really, yet.
Yeah, I don't understand this. I mean, this is just like Minneapolis, same thing, Summer of Love, where they're burning everything down, causing billions of dollars in damage. And media was doing the same dang thing with their same playbook and mostly peaceful. They're calling them mostly peaceful. Here's some video.
Of this peaceful Summer of Love protest.
Yes.
Large group of people. It could turn very volatile if you move law enforcement in there in the wrong way and turn what is just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn into a massive confrontation and altercation between officers and demonstrators.
They're just having fun.
A bunch of people having fun watching cars burn. I mean,
what are they supposed to do?
Right. There's nothing else to do in LA. It's such a boring town.
All they're doing is having fun, and they want to stop people from having fun. I mean, that's tyranny. I saw a guy talk about...
look at that.
It's mostly peaceful and fun. I mean, this is a fun scene right here that we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Cars burning, really dystopian. Let's see. Here's them throwing rocks.
Wow.
Let's watch this one.
This has been very peaceful, Brian. It has been tense at some points, but we haven't seen any violence happening here. What people are saying is that they don't think ICE belongs in Los Angeles.
That's it. Nothing really going on. Oh, they're setting a car up. What's the point of that?
of the riots or the car burning? Or
I really like protesting. I kind of get, I think it's dumb and it doesn't really do anything really. I mean, you get a reaction certainly when you do stuff like this. The National Guard is being sent in, but just to destroy like this, like I saw, it was a bunch of people. It was like a 7-Eleven. The owner is trying to keep people out to rummage the store and steal stuff. It has nothing to do with what's happening here. Like, I just don't understand. Well, it doesn't make sense, I guess, really, is what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. None of this.
Who do you think are the people there? Do you think it's like actual illegals? Or do you think it's just people protesting on behalf of illegals?
Oh, I think it's both.
I think it would be insane if you're like trying to stay under the radar and not get apprehended by police. And right now they're mostly going after criminals, rapists, murderers that aren't supposed to be here, right?
Yeah.
Well, and
claim, yeah.
Whatever. But then you go and you start putting things on fire if you're here illegally, and then on top of that you're doing more illegal stuff. Isn't that just kind of like you're asking to get picked out of this country and sent back to where you came from or wherever?
You would think so, but it's really kind of having the I think it's just like a mob, like the mob rationale is just like, there is none. It's just feeling powerful, being in a lynch mob, essentially. Mm. I mean, I've seen people waving Mexican flags, you know, on dirt bikes in front of flaming car. I mean, it's just, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
Dynamics here. And it just doesn't make sense. And it's like people that, you know, are native to LA County that are raiding 7-Elevens to steal Zins and cigarettes. And
yeah.
That to probably what? I mean, exactly. How does that help? I get it if you're attacking the government. Like, even if you're attacking the cops or whatever and ICE, at least that makes sense a little bit because that's your enemy. But when you're just raiding stores, burning people's property, it just doesn't, it's not a good move to get people to sympathize with your movement.
Right. I think people, I don't know if it was like Maxine Waters or someone said, like, you just have to cause like an uproar. Like, you just have to cause civil unrest, get people talking, you know? Yeah. And I think that is obviously very misleading and not helpful because, like you said, then you start burning down your own community for what? Yeah. And these people with the Venezuelan, Guatemalan, Mexican flags, I mean, okay. This was the only argument that I could make for the Mexican flag because, by the way, this obviously aggravates me to no end, but maybe if you're making the claim that LA is Mexico, like you want to say like, this is stolen land. Like, I don't like, maybe you're right. Okay. But the whole, like, we have Mexican pride and we love Mexico. If that's the point of the flag waving, then go home. You know what I mean? Go home.
Yeah, I think they're probably on the. But right, they don't want to be like if LA. If they're like, okay, we're gonna secede LA to Mexico. Now you got to live under Mexican rule and law.
Yeah, they're
like, what the hell? I don't want to do that.
Remember when you left for a reason? Remember when your parents left and swam across the Rio Grande for a reason?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what is going on with like this new generation of immigrants/migrants where, you know, you talk about the Gilded Age where people came from Italy or Eastern Europe, wherever, and they came to Ellis Island and they go, Shmuckchenevich, oh, your last name's Johnson now. Here you go. There, no money. Enjoy. And they learned English and they started a business and they worked hard and the kids went to school and got educated. Now it's like you come over here, 8 months pregnant, you pop out a baby, nobody learns English, No one's documented. No one is like trying to, I mean, I'm not saying no one. I mean, people are, you know, there's hardworking people certainly looking for a better life. But then when you see people like this, you go, what are you doing? If you hate America so much, why don't you leave? That's insane. That picture is insane. I see it everywhere where they're like, this is amazing propaganda for Trump. And it is. Yeah.
We are going to continue this conversation over at hmbradio.substack.com or willsyoutube.com. Hopefully you'll join us there. We'll be back next week on YouTube live 6:30 p.m. Hopefully you'll join us there. willsyoutube.com. Subscribe. Join in on the conversation. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.